Welcome back. Happy Marriage Report. We're excited you're all jumping on with us today. All right, we've got a lot of callers. So I figured, although we only have 4 minutes here before we go to our next commercial break, let's jump in and grab one of the callers right now. Let's welcome to the show Meg in Minnesota. Meg, welcome to the show. I hear there's a lot of fraud happening over where you are, so it's good to have you on today's show.
Oh, thanks, Brianna.
Thank you. Thank you.
Can you hear me okay?
I can. What's on your mind?
Okay, so I was on Facebook this morning, and David Harris Jr. reposted something about one of Nick Shirley's findings. It's called Sweet Angel Childcare, and the number on Google that they have listed is a 651 number, so it's the Twin Cities, and it's 201-3400. So I did a Google search of this, and on this video, it said that it went to Tim Walz's office, and you can't make this stuff up. So I Googled it, and sure enough, it does. So the number doesn't even go to the daycare. It goes to Tim Walz's office.
Yeah, I mean, that's where a criminal investigation would start if you were to launch one, Meg. I mean, that's so crazy to me.
Yeah.
I saw it this morning, too, on X. I saw Nick posted it, and I was like, gosh, I mean, it's like, can it get any worse? I mean, the connections are so strong, and his refusal to even accept any of this and to completely deflect every time he's asked about it tells me that he's probably guilty of something. I mean, his refusal to continue to say or call it out, it just screams guilty to me. Meg, you obviously have been on the ground over there. What has it been like? Because obviously for the rest of us in this country, a lot of people are just learning about this now. They haven't actually been focused on this because there's been so much going on. But I mean, you've been there. You obviously live there. What have you seen personally? And just the coverage as an example.
I don't live in the cities. I live in a rural area.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we have Somalis out here, but I don't know of anything happening like that out here, but I mean, it's a lot tougher to find when you have all these buildings in Minneapolis, these dilapidated buildings that, you know, you can hide things like that there. But it's very frustrating knowing that my tax dollars are going to this and nothing is happening.
Yeah.
It's very frustrating.
Yeah. I mean, Meg, I'm with you on that. That has to be, and this is like the best part of Nick's video. Is the learning center spelled inaccurately, but that's no surprise there.
It's such a joke.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine. And also, like I keep saying, because I had to look up what the population, the Somalian population is, and they're only about 100,000. I mean, they're not even, it's not even that big. So to me to sit back and watch as all of your officials, except that one Democrat who sadly was murdered, but I mean, she had enough guts to call out the fraud, the healthcare fraud and all of this.
Well, yeah. And that could be tied in. I just feel so far sorry for her and her family.
Yeah.
And just kudos to her for doing what she did. I mean, and it's sad that she had to die for it.
Yeah. Yeah. It just goes to show, though, when you stick your neck out and you confront this fraud, what you could possibly be looped into. Because I remember seeing this and thinking, oh, gosh, is this what they killed her for? And again, I mean, we still haven't really heard much from this man.
No.
I believe he's been text messaging one of the Blaze reporters back and forth, because in jail, you actually have the electronic communication devices in your
right.
jail cells. So, but we don't know the exact motive yet. And he's been, I think he even said he claimed to be like a Trump supporter as well. So, it's just such a mess, and it's so upsetting to see. And again, Meg, I mean, we're going to keep watching this. I know this is something that's going to be all over the news cycle. It's obviously not just in your state, too. I should also remind people it's in like Washington State and other places as well. And it's just starting to get exposed. There was a woman on social media who actually just pulled up all of the daycare centers, I believe it was in Washington State specifically. And as you're scrolling down, Somalian is the one that's listed as the people who own it. But most importantly, these people don't even have addresses. And this is the government databases. So these people have just been defrauding the system and nobody even cares to look at it. So I guess, Meg, you know, as we prepare to get ready for a break, we could just pretty much say this is the reason why they went so hard on Doge and didn't want any accountability there. Meg, thank you for putting this on our radar, of course, and bringing this one up. There was so much happening. So it's important for all of us to stay in touch and to learn more. Folks, if you're on hold right now, we're going to get to your calls in just a moment. We're going to be going down the list in just a few. So stay put. A lot more to discuss. In the meantime, though, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. We just launched, and I can't stop talking about it, the beef cooking tallow over at thealexjonesstore.com. Make sure you stock up while supplies last.
In my kitchen, traditions, pure delight. Optimal human beef tallow treats meals just right. Cook strong at high heat with a taste so bright. So get yourself to the Alex Jones store. Support the crew and the InfoWars.
Wake up, folks! Spread this message! The globalist machine is tightening the chains, and they're after your freedoms!
The Podesta plan is in operation!
Don't worry, it's safe and effective.
Don't you just love my GMO potatoes?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is unfolding before our very eyes. We must question everything.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
All right, welcome back. We're excited you're all jumping on with us. We'll be taking phone calls for the next 20 minutes. So if you want to get on air, you have something you'd like to say, contribute to the discussion, now's your time to do so. 877-789-2539. Also joining us in a bit, Michael Cargill. He is a gun shop owner here in Austin, Texas, puts up great content in regards to, you know, cracking down on crime in Austin. There's obviously a lot of that these days. But most importantly, he is a Second Amendment fighter. And he's not just a fighter. He's a winner. This guy's won several different lawsuits, and he's one of the big defenders of your Second Amendment rights. And so I look forward to having him on the program today. He'll be in studio in just a little bit. But let's take some of your calls. Might as well. A lot we've discussed thus far. Let's get our first caller. Jay, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Brianna.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm good. I'm jacked up on all these supplements.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah, I take I just got that red one, the liquid there, and it's got a hell of a like twinge at the end. It starts out tasting good, and then it kind of tastes sour in it. But it's good, though, but it's hilarious. But anyways, I'm thinking, you know, I'm Jewish, and I was at the synagogue on Rosh Hashanah, and the politics came up a little bit. And Tucker Carlson, one of my friends, was telling me, you know, he's a Nazi and all this. And I'm like, I'm sticking up for Tucker Carlson, and I'm thinking, I've watched him, you know, for years, and now this turnaround. All I can think is, after listening to Alex's show yesterday, maybe between Candace and her husband being a lord of some type, and maybe she knew something about the murder of Charlie, and they kind of clued it in on Tucker and told Tucker, listen, we got a scope on your family, and you're going to start talking how we want you to talk, or you're going to end up like Charlie Kirk. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It's just a crazy theory. But the world's a mess. Yeah. And, there's so much going on. I mean, how could he not know Tommy Robinson? How can people? Maybe that was AI. Maybe he's been replaced. Maybe he's been held captive somewhere, and he's got a man, and whoever's impersonating him is somebody. I don't know, but it just doesn't seem right that he should turn like that.
Yeah, I mean, Jay, listen, we're a big fan of conspiracy theories these days, so all theories are quite welcomed here, but. You know, when it comes to this, I don't understand that the change. I mean, literally, he's the one who, I keep saying it, was the one who introduced me to Tommy Robinson. I didn't know who Tommy was until I saw him on Tucker Carlson Tonight. And so, yeah, Jay, I would say so. And I think, you know, people use the word Nazi. They use it so loosely these days that it's unfortunate, but it doesn't really have the meaning that it should have, because everyone's labeled folks as Nazis. And I don't think, like when someone criticizes the Israeli government, I'm constantly hearing that being thrown at them. And I don't think that your criticism of a government makes you a Nazi. And it's so upsetting that that's the kind of the go-to. And I know you said that with somebody and you disagreed with it. But again, I mean, it just seems to be the go-to for so many people. I don't know what's going on with Tucker. I mean, this is someone who I highly respected And it's a little disappointing to see that he makes this about, well, if you stand against the Islamic takeover of your communities, you're buying into Israeli propaganda. I don't see that connection. All you have to do is crack open the Quran and read it for yourself. Over 100 verses in it call for violence against non-believers. And Jay, I know you said you're Jewish. You know, if you're Jewish, if you're Christian, if you're Hindu, you're just a non-believer. They target you. And so to dismiss all of that is pretty upsetting. Jay, I'll let you get your final word because I think you have something to say.
Well, I'm totally looking forward to getting that, not Turbo Force, Ultimate Power or whatever it is.
The new one.
As a truck driver, I used to use it all the time. And but I, like I said, I really love the all the supplements. I got Nitric Boost. I got them all. I got the gummies and the turmeric and I got them all. Oh. And I honestly sleep maybe 5 hours a day and I feel good, you know. And because of the law, I got to take a 30-minute break after 8 hours. Like, generally, you'll put in the 8 hours and take a 30-minute break, get something to eat, and go on. I got that burn stuff. I'm down about 10 pounds, which that's pretty good because I like to eat food. But, everything's good. And what's going on in Minneapolis, that's just... that guy Shirley, whatever his name,
Nick,
which yeah. I would change my name, but anyway, but that's I put it on Facebook to share, and I, you know, it's incredible that money is, you know, I work hard and I kill myself out here to make a couple of dollars, and I'm in good shape, but they take so much money at the end of the year in taxes. And it's so difficult to do what I do, and to know that my money is going to, you know, Alex had those people saying, I'm Somali, and of course I have a Porsche, and I drive a Mercedes, and all this. I'm thinking, you arrogant SOB, you know? I mean, these people, I would just send in the military, send in the Marines, scoop them up. Anybody that doesn't comply, well, they have body bags. And you send them over to Somalia. See you later. Confiscate all the money. Go after the Congress. Put Nancy in jail.
Yeah.
But go after all of them. This Trump character, I had a lot of hope for him. But I'm not saying he's disappointing me. I know he's going against the tide and everything. You know, I listen to your show day, 10 hours a day. But I know how it sure looks difficult, but... In many people's eyes, mine, you know, you got the control of the whole military. Go after these, put them in Guantanamo. See you later. Let's fly straight. Let's, you know, fly straight. Right now, people, we're doing loopsy-loopsies and highs and lows, you know, emotions and that Kirk Elliott guy. I like him.
Yeah, no, Kirk Elliott's great. Great, Jay. Well, Jay. Thank you for jumping on because I want to make sure we get to everyone else because we're short on time. But, you know, we appreciate what you said too about supporting all of our supplements, of course. And I'm glad to hear that it's helping you get, you know, a good rest, a good 5 hours rest. So, Jay, thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. Let's turn to Tim in Washington. Tim, welcome back.
Hello, Brianna. How you doing?
Hi, Tim. Good. How are you?
I'm confused. After what we saw Laura Loomer do to InfoWars over the weekend, and now we're hearing you basically parrot Laura Loomer's talking points about how Tucker Carlson is working for Qatar and all this other stuff. What good does that do the American people when we have all of these quote-unquote truth movement people attacking each other for foreign interests? What good does that do any of us?
Well, Tim, welcome back to the show. As always, you always call into the show with something negative to say. You're not really a positive person. And you like to attack people for having their own opinions. And so that's why you're here again to do just that. So let me just clarify this for you, okay? What happened between Alex and Laura Loomer played out. Alex doesn't control what I say, doesn't control my opinions, doesn't control what I say. There have been plenty of people who have tried to throw money at me, specifically foreign interest groups. And as I've repeatedly said, I've taken nothing. So my opinion is my opinion. I'm going to state it. And I don't care what Laura Loomer is saying, although I do love her journalism. I do think she does a great job. Her opinion. My opinion is my opinion. And so that's what I do on this show. I share what my opinion is. And my opinion might differ from a Harrison Smith or might differ from Alex Jones. Of course, they're not glued to my opinion. We don't sit here, have meetings and put our heads together and say, well, what views do you want to have that we could all share together? That's not what happens. I come together and I do my research and I put my theories out there that I believe in. And so if I'm going to want to talk about whatever I want to talk about, I'm going to do that on my show. And so, Tim, to sit here and pretend like I am just feeding off of Laura Loomer's talking points is absurd, but I expect it from you. You call in constantly. You're negative. You're cruel. I've even seen what you post on X, too. It's so over the top, Tim. It's so over the top. My viewpoints are my personal viewpoints. Whether the other guys agree with it or not, I don't know. We don't really have these types of gatherings where I go through it. If Alex wants to say what he wants to say, he's welcome to say it. If I want to say what I want to say, I'm going to say it. So no one's taking talking points from Laura Loomer, and that's that. So Tim, as always, thank you for calling in. We appreciate your time. Let's turn to Robert in Florida. Robert, welcome to the show.
Hey, Brianna, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Hi, how are you? Wanted to share some valuable information first on the product. The antigen spike protein is pretty much correlated with antibodies. And a lot of people don't realize, unfortunately, I know you didn't take the vaccine, but a lot of people did. And so this is more for them. So if you did take the vaccine, you should go and get a COVID antibody test. And a lot of people in the clinic that we're in Florida have actually done that. And what they found is that they're up in the thousands. Mm-hmm. And so, incredibly, the Methylene Blue and the Life Force have actually helped reduce that antibody. And so, when you see a reduction in the antibodies, it means that the antigen spike proteins are also coming down. So, the products are really doing something. We're not supposed to be officially doing that, but we are. And it's really what it's doing, it's preserving your immune system, and it's preventing those unfortunate that did take the vaccine that were brainwashed and believed our public health to avoid immune system exhaustion. So I really need you guys to really consider these products. They're incredible. Remember, you can't take the Methylene Blue if you're on any antidepressants. But the Nitric Boost and the Life Force is, I mean, it's really incredible. I also recommend everybody go ahead and take an antibody test for the COVID to see where you're at if you did take the boosters and if you take the initial vaccine dosages. So that's one.
Well, Robert,
so
before you move on, let me just ask you real quick, because I just want to get your source on that. Where did you get that information from? Because I know we have a lot of benefits to it. I just haven't seen that specific benefit.
I'm actually a medical clinical auditor.
Okay.
And in my practice, where we are in the clinic, we're actually doing that in Florida. So we're not supposed to, it's not official.
I like it.
We have been doing it for some people. It's not an official study, but I am gathering data on it.
Interesting. Okay. Well, that's good to hear. So yeah. I'll let you go to your second.
We got it from Mary Bowen. Mary Bowen was the one that started talking about, hey, you need to go ahead and get your antibody test for the COVID to see where you're at. And that we started doing that for some of our members or patients. So, but again, it's unofficial because a lot of people frown upon it. And a lot of doctors are probably not going to order it for you. So, unfortunately, a lot of these patients have to go ahead and get their lab test themselves. It's $60, and it's worth going to do it. I'm serious. Everybody, please. You know, this is about your immune system. These products help. They're incredible. I really recommend. Real quick, you know, because I know you're short on time, on the whole thing in Minnesota. There's a paper trail. All of that is audited. that's all audited. It's all reviewed. There's teams of people that audit all of that data. It's all there. Somebody needs to go in there. I know Alex is going to go in there to Minnesota. I don't know if he's going to be with Shirley, but everything is audited. There's paper trails for every single one of those organizations. Another thing that's really important for, I don't know if Alex wants to do it or you're going to do it, but dental. All of them are getting orthodontics. All of them are getting braces. All of them are getting all types of dental care. And a lot of times that's another area of interest, similar to the home health aides and the home care centers and the daycare centers, is dental. And last thing I want to mention is, I know we're all talking about all these issues and all of this corruption and whatnot. I think the main problem is that we're not engaged. We need to engage in our politics, in our community politics. We need to get engaged. MAGA, America First, you need to get engaged. This is serious.
Yeah, no, Robert, I'm with you on this one. I mean, it needs to happen. I mean, at a local level, we could all be doing the calling out of the corruption and doing this on ourselves. And that's why I put it out on X earlier over the weekend too. You know what Nick Shirley's doing? I mean, I started off independent. I mean, I literally 11 years ago started my own radio show. It was for sports at the time, but I literally bought a mic, started it off. And although I had no following, I had no one really listening at first, I had repetition, kept doing it, and then got a job at Major League Baseball. And then my career kind of took off from there. But, you know, my point is this, if you are someone, maybe you don't want to be involved in and actually run for office, but maybe you're someone who wants to call out the local corruption that you're seeing at your state level, county level, whatever it is, you have the power to do so. Amazon makes everything very inexpensive for folks. Grab your microphone, learn how to edit your own videos, because I still edit my own videos to this day, and go out there and do it. And so I highly recommend everyone do that. Robert, thank you for calling in. Let's get to Tim in California. Tim, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good morning, Brianna.
Good morning, Tim.
You know, you were talking about Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. And, you know, we only have 50 governors. And he, you know, by his own admission, and it was published in the New York Times, that he's been to China around 30 times, 30, 30 times.
Yeah.
By the way, there is a pic available where he's taken his picture with the Dalai Lama. It's like me getting my picture taken with Tom Brady, you know, that kind of thing. Anyways, and you also mentioned the Doge thing, and I thought, you know, it might be that it was just so overwhelming, immediately became clear that it's just like, I can't go tell the American public that there's just, you know, hundreds of billions or even trillions of dollars that have been stolen. How am I going to tell the American people that? Okay, one more parting shot. Steve Hilton is going to run for governor of California as a Republican. And he mentioned over the weekend that, during the fire, they failed to bulldoze the line because of the plant that we mentioned, you know, wanted to save the plant, the green plant on the ground. But anyways, what I didn't know that he mentioned was startling. The reservoir that was emptied so that they could renovate it and make it better or whatever, and that's why it all burned down, is there was no water because the reservoir was empty. What he pointed out is, a year later, it is still empty.
Oh, were you hoping for that to be a top priority, Tim?
Oh, no, but I just thought, how many people, I mean, and the reason why it's really funny is, oh, not funny, is we're having a really similar wind event right now, and it would be a really big problem right now, except for we've just had 3 days of torrential rain. So the wind isn't really going to be a problem. But they only got lucky, because if it had sparked off another thing, there's not much left to burn. But what was left to burn, I don't think they could have used a reservoir because it's still empty.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, Tim, they want to regulate your flowers. So make sure you don't have flowers out there. That's the more productive route to get into this fight and to prevent the wildfires, of course. Tim, thank you for calling to the show. I appreciate your time, as always, and we appreciate your insight on all things related to California and others, of course. We've got about a couple more minutes left. Let's take Bart in Georgia. Bart, welcome back.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for taking my call. First of all, you should not eat bacon in front of Muslims, because sausage biscuits are way better. But anyway, what we have here, with particularly the Democratic Party and Americans that are brainwashed, is suicidal empathy, because these people are only going to damage this country. They can't help us. And I watched that thing report on Alex Jones by Nick Shirley. And imagine this. They're so stupid. They don't know how to spell learning center. It was a leering center. Man, this is the kill shot if we take it properly, like Alex was saying last night. Anyway, please go to Bart Fun on BitChute and Rumble and watch the Alex Jones show every day. Thank you for taking my call again.
Bart, we always appreciate you calling into the show. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty bad. You can't spell the word learning. And that is what your role is supposed to be, to teach the kids. Again, average IQ, 68. Keep that in mind. Let's turn to Josh. Josh in North Carolina, I believe. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Brianna. I just want to say thank y'all for everything y'all do as far as putting out information. This is godsend compared to what we had to deal with back in the 90s.
Thank you, Josh.
Yeah, the whole fraud and everything, I just want to say as a taxpayer how demoralizing this is. I mean, not just they're rubbing our faces in it, but I'm actually losing credible insight into, like, not, that's probably the wrong word, but I'm losing faith in our system as far as, like, being, why am I paying tax dollars when millions are going to these groups that just hate me? In particular, I am at war with no one, but you're telling me, like, eight different groups of people are at war with me? But you broke the story not too long ago about 42% of people are in favor of NATO. I just want to point out a very historical fact of America is that 50% of our population didn't even want the revolution. They were called Tories. During the Civil War, they had 50% of the southern states voted against the secession. So, like, it just goes throughout time. It does, you know, it rhymes. It has a rhythm about it. But I'm just going to say that Islam's biggest weakness is its vanity, the fact that it rubs it in. I mean, you look at, Richard Braveheart? I mean, he kept his forces going, and eventually the Muslims were right there, you know, taunting the knights, and eventually they got so close that he just said, you know what, go, or they kind of unleashed themselves. But it's the fact that they were so arrogant that they fell into the trap. And honestly, looking at what's going on over in the UK and America less so, because, you know, we had a good opportunity there the last election, but they are getting confident, and it's going to be their downfall. I hope it's not bloody. You know, we as a society need to move past that. But people are at war with me, but in my heart, I'm not at war with anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Josh, you're not alone in that. And I thank you for calling in, of course. And, you know, we need those positive words, though, at the end of this, because I'm not at war with anyone. They've declared war on us, and we're kind of just all innocent bystanders in this. And so we either fight back to preserve what we think is the greatest country, and I think it's the greatest country in the world, or we allow them to do whatever they want to do. And, you know, this country was only great because of the great men who lost their lives defending this country. And so, Josh, I want to thank you for calling into the show. Folks, if you're on hold right now, we have run low on time, run out, I guess I should say, unfortunately. So we will get back to callers tomorrow. But I want to appreciate and thank everyone who did call in, of course. And I hope you do call back into the show tomorrow. In the meantime, though, as we get ready to kick off 2026, I want to remind you that we're doing the buy one, get one free on select supplements right now over at the Alex Jones Store. com. Now, again, that's only going to last for a couple more hours. So now is the time. This is the best sale that you're going to find right now. It's buy one, get one free on select supplements. So if you're looking to make that commitment and make sure that this is your personal health is a top issue heading into 2026, make sure you head on over to the alexjonesstore.com and stock up now. There are so many incredible items right now available that are on sale, buy one, get one free. We also just recently kicked off the beef cooking tallow, and I can't shut up about it because you guys know I do love a healthy alternative, and I do love cooking. So head on over to thealexjonesstore.com and make sure you stock up on beef tallow. All right, more happening in just a few minutes. Michael Cargill joining me in studio to discuss the Second Amendment and so much more. Awesome crime, too, here in the great state of Texas. We'll be right back.
I want to talk to you all right now about something beyond important. And it's about a choice that you have to make. And that's not hype. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has been under unprecedented attack for really 15 years, intensifying when Obama, in 2013, serialized it as a terrorist organization for destruction by the CIA and FBI that was declassified earlier in the year by the Trump administration. I'm all over the Crossfire Hurricane. I'm all over the Arctic Frost as one of the main people to be taken out by the deep state itself. And the reason for that is we have the information, I have the background, I have the research, I have the guest, I have the crew, we have the giant audience. They tune in and they cannot stand what they hear being discussed on this broadcast. show, when you spread the word about this broadcast, when you pray for this broadcast, when you share the articles and videos and reports or take them and make clips yourself and share them, this belongs to you as much as it belongs to me. When you do that, you are the amplification system. Again, you're not part of the fight. You are the fight. And when you support this operation financially, you allow us to stand up against the Paul Weiss law firm, the top Democrat law firm in the country, and we are having major victories against them. We've held them off, shutting us down, as you've seen, intensely the last few years, and it is just a knockdown, drag-out operation. But regardless, the Alex Jones store, thealexjonesstore.com, is not owned by me, it's owned by Bigley. It's funding InfoWars and the fight and the crew and the operation and the bandwidth and everything. And it's funding the Alex Jones Network backup that's been built. So it is absolutely critical that you go to thealexjonesstore.com. And until New Year's evening, we are running a ultra massive sale. Buy one, get one free on almost every supplement we've got. A few of them we can't because Methylene Red, a small shipment came in. It's going to sell out probably today. So and this is the key. You don't just buy one of one type and get the same one free. That's the usual deal. You can buy any supplement and buy any other supplements. You can buy a $20 supplement and buy a $45 one free. You understand? So buy one supplement, get any other supplement you want free. Add any supplement to your cart and get any other supplement you choose free. You can mix and match any of our amazing supplements together, and they are the best. Ultramethylene Blue, tincture and capsules, bovine colostrum, CMOS capsules, Life Force, Ultimate Life Force Spike Protein Cardiovascular Detox, Shilajit capsules and gummies, incredible. Ultimate turmeric, 95% curcuminoid. Ultimate power drink mix, which is even stronger than Turbo Force. If you like Turbo Force, you're going to love it. Ultimate power drink mix, two great flavors now available at thealexjonesstore.com. High quality concentrated beef cooking tallow. You asked for it, we got it. Ultra DNA Revival. You like DNA Force? This is even better. It's NAD Plus Booster. Atomic Defense. Incredible immune system boosting system. Ultimate Burn. Safe, healthy, metabolic rate turn up to help you lose weight naturally. MK Ultra. Great for your brain. The Tallow Balm. We never talk about enough. Optimal Human. The ultimate green drink. You've heard Harrison Smith rant and rave about it. It is all available at thealexjonesstore.com. And it makes this entire operation possible. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Your support, we can't do it without you. Also, InfoWarsStore.com has some limited fish oil and turmeric that are high quality. Also, the collectible fundraiser posters limited edition that I designed. You can also make a straight donation there. We need funds. We got about a $300,000 underage going out in the next few months. We need your support right now. InfoWarsStore.com. You know who you are, the past supporters. I want to encourage those who have been on the fence to take action now. History's happening, and you're betting on a horse that continues to win. Thank you so much.
Now, back to our program.
Hey, sitting from the gun store and do crack.
This holiday season, remember, situation awareness and security. At the gun store, we have had several break-in attempts and plenty of other crazy events go down. From people setting up in the abandoned office next door and trying to drill into our building, simply for selling guns at a gun store.
Everybody, starting with you.
Although every break-in attempt in the past was a bust, I'm sad to report that we finally had our first successful break-in a few weeks ago. This bandit was wearing a mask, knocked over everything, and even urinated on our printer. Why? Because he was so pissed that he got locked into the gun store and couldn't get out. We've nicknamed him Carlos Timmy Jaquan. Check this bandit out.
Hey,
Charles Tammy Jaquan was the only successful bandit to break into the gun store in 18 years. So before you leave to go to Grandma's house for Christmas, Hanukkah, or Kwanzaa, check those batteries. You know who I'm talking about. And charge those Ring cameras. Make sure to remove any alarm codes from unauthorized personnel, alert the alarm company you'll be out of town, and don't post photos on social media while you're gone. Wait until you get home, and hey, give Grandma a kiss for me. Tell her I miss her. As always, more guns equals less crime. Quiet, then buy yourself a gun.
Man, well, that video, which had me rolling on the floor, is courtesy of Michael Cargill, and joins us now in studio. Now, in case you don't follow Michael on X, I'd highly recommend you stop what you're doing now and do just that. You're a Second Amendment advocate, but you're also a winner. So not just an advocate, but you win cases against the government in regards to our Second Amendment. And you're also the owner of the Central Texas Gun Works store here in Austin, Texas. So, Michael, it is an honor to have you on the show today.
Yes, thank you for having
thanks
me.
Thanks for the great laugh. Tell us a little bit about the thought that went behind that video, because it's great.
Yeah, so what we wanted to do was give a little funny thing for Christmas and kind of, you know, remind people, you know, just be aware of your surroundings and what's going on. You're going to take this vacation. You're going to be going out of town. Let's make sure that we, you know, just check things out at home, at work, you know, make sure the alarm companies are up to date on what's going on. And then, so that way when you come back, you don't have to worry about, you know, having to report something that happened. Because in Austin, Texas, we know how bad crime really is, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I would say yeah, we kind of have figured that out. I figured that out very quickly after coming to Austin. But I want to know about the raccoon. What's the status of that raccoon? Has it been apprehended?
So Carlos Timmy Jaquan has not been apprehended. So unfortunately, we actually saw him a couple of nights ago, you know, in the parking lot. And we chased him up a tree, you know, So he's still out there. He's still terrorizing us, let me tell you.
All right, when he makes his way into the shop, though, what is he in there for? Is he grabbing food? Is he taking someone's lunch?
He just ended up getting in and then going out. He got stuck in one room, uh-huh. Got out of that room, ended up in the main area, and just got stuck and couldn't get out. He's just driving himself crazy going from the front to the back, you know, just trying to get out, just could not get out whatsoever.
Oh, man. Well, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. I'm glad you have your eye on that case, though. I want to talk a little bit about Austin crime, because as you just saw in the video, too, your shop obviously being a target of the criminals looking to come in and try to break in and steal firearms. So obviously you've been, I mean, I came from Florida. I came from South Florida, and I just moved to Texas, and I'm learning a lot about Austin crime here specifically, but I mean, you're based here in Austin. So what has it been like as a gun shop owner trying to combat those who are trying to steal firearms from you?
Yeah, it takes a lot. You know, it takes a lot of updating the alarm system. It takes a lot of working with the employees and making sure that, you know, we have a system in place to make sure that we don't come up short. Mm-hmm. You have criminals are evolving. You know, they have nothing but time on their hands to actually learn and get even better. And so we have to evolve with them. You know, technology is growing. You have to stay up to date with all the technology and stuff. So we do facial recognition. We do license plate readers. I try to do everything to make sure that we catch criminals, you know, in our parking lot, you know, and or around that building and keep them from getting inside the building. Because you're not going to stop someone from getting in. Only thing I can do is slow them down. So that that way I can get law enforcement, or we can respond, you know, to the scene, because you can't stop someone from breaking in.
Yeah, and I want to also highlight that, you know, before we came on air, we were talking about this, but Austin PD does a great job at responding quickly. So I want to keep reminding our audience that they need to, you know, think about that. I mean, obviously, our audience is not the one to worry about that, but the criminals and all of this, they are the ones who are the real issue here. And I'm going through, and you know, sadly, I learned a lot about Austin PD. They do try their best, though. There are a lot of people who are on the force who really are trying to fight, but sadly, you're up against the prosecutor's office, who's really just, I mean, very left is me being very nice about this. I mean, this is somebody who doesn't want to actually prosecute crime, but took on this position. And time again, we're running into repeat offenders. I mean, I was just quickly scrolling and just typed in Austin crime, and there was another individual who apparently has a meth problem and has been arrested for a sixth time regarding that. But the prosecutor's office has declined to file charges. I mean, he's got like a list. 28 crimes since 2007, 22 felonies he's been hit with when they do decide to prosecute him. But it's not just that. You know, when I was looking to Jamie White, who is one of our employees, one of our colleagues here and InfoWars, and I was looking into what happened to him, he was shot and killed earlier this year by criminals trying to break into his car. I was so enraged when I was just trying to help our audience understand what happened. And I was kind of like, we were all being stonewalled a bit. And then I came across another woman who lost her son, and she's going over how her son was murdered and in a very similar way to Jamie. And the prosecutor's office decided to drop the charges against two of the minors. So they were charged initially with capital murder. And I have to look into see what's been going on with Jamie's case, because when they're minors, they hold these things and they lock them down. So you can't understand what is actually happening behind closed doors. But the two in this woman's case, the two minors got their charges reduced down to just like a robbery charge, even though they were part of what sadly took her son's life. So let's talk a little bit about that, because obviously you're a Second Amendment advocate, and we live in a not so friendly 2A county itself, but Travis County is a little bit of a struggle. So what, like, how do you work around the Travis County Prosecutor's Office, who's refusing to go after these criminals?
Right. What I try to, you know, get people to understand is, you're living in, you know, if you live in a major city, you live in a major city that's going to be a liberal mecca, you know, and you have you're going to have a DA, a district attorney, and you're going to have possibly, you know, people who's the police chief that are going to be liberal as well. And they're not going to, you know, have your best interests at hand. You know, they're going to arrest these people. They're going to let them go. The DA is not going to prosecute. So what you have to do is, you're faced with situations like that, you have to pull your firearm out and you have to use it. Because if you do not, then that person is going to go and attack someone else, and they're going to graduate up to something else, and it's going to get worse after that. So the best thing to do is stop it, you know, right there. I tell people, my little thing is, you know, put them on that escalator and send them straight to Jesus.
I love that when you said that too. That's another one of your lines that had me cracking up when I heard that. And you're about it. I mean, I talk about it all the time. The guys in the control room know. But earlier this year in July, there was a guy who followed me into my building, and I had to pull my firearm at him. And, I had a fight to get the footage. I had a fight to, but he was doing this to women all across, allegedly, I should say, although he admitted to police that he did go after me and didn't get into my home, or tried to get into my home, my apartment complex itself. He's been doing this to women all over Frisco and throughout the area. And so, like you said, if they think they can get away with it, they will keep doing it. And we're the ones who are supposed to draw the line here and make sure that they can't get away with this.
Yeah, because we've had a guy. I had a guy that actually did criminal mischief to us in front of the gun store. Mm-hmm. Maybe you'll find that clip. If you go to like my Twitter page, on my Twitter page, and scroll down a little bit, you'll see a guy on the outside. He late at night, it was like 4 o'clock in the morning, this guy comes to the gun store and he tries to, you know, he rips down the speaker, you know, that we have an announcement that lets you know that, hey, we see you. We want you to know that we see you and police are on the way. You need to stop what you're doing. It's 4 a.m. in the morning. You shouldn't be here. So this guy rips down the speaker. He then, you know, tries to get into the store, and then he drops the speaker and says something and goes away. And so by the time the police got there, of course, he was gone. So as we go back and we look at the video, you can see this guy has an ankle monitor on. So when we did our investigation, we turned out that he was on parole from prison. This guy was on parole from prison from Houston, and he was here hiding out in Austin with an ankle monitor on. And so about what I did was, I went to all my different businesses around the area, and I showed them a photo of this guy. I said, hey, if you see this guy, you know, just give me a call and let me know. So about 4 p.m. that same day, mind you, this happened at 4 a.m., 4 p.m. that same day, the 7-Eleven called me up and said, hey, Mike, you know, the guy's inside the 7-Eleven right now. I said, great. So I went over there, drove there real quick, got there, and boom, that was him. So I called 911. I said, hey, I said, here's the police report number. This guy did criminal mischief, tried to break into the gun store, and he's located at the 7-Eleven. I told him where and everything. And then the dispatcher says, okay, and what do you want us to do about it? I said, well, I'm holding him at gunpoint, and I hung up the phone. And so when I said that, boy, did that trigger a response. About 30 seconds later, about 10 police officers cruising to the parking lot there. And then I immediately put my hands up in the air and said, I don't have a gun. He's right there. I would never pull a gun out in this situation at all, you know, but he's right there. And so the first two police officers that jumped out of the vehicle say, yeah, Michael, we know. We took your class. So it's good to have a relationship with everybody.
I mean, Michael, you're probably the only one who get away with that.
I know. It's like,
oh. In all of Austin, as soon as they're like, really, dude? But I mean, it gets you a response, because I remember when I was living in New York City, and I'll spare the audience the details. It's very graphic, but there was a man, a homeless man, doing something very vile outside of my car. And it was late at night. I just got out of Fox, and I'm trying to get into my car. And as a woman, you don't want to go anywhere near that. And I call police. I'm like, hey, this man, his pants are down. He's doing something very vile. And they're like, ma'am, it's a... the street face, like, I can't even do this. Ma'am, it's a sidewalk. Anyone's allowed to be on it. And I'm like, no, but his pants are, and he's doing, and they're like, no, well, when we get there, he'll probably be gone anyway. So
that's what they said.
I knew I had to get out of, New York City, because it wasn't the city for me. Wow. Cause you can't even defend yourself. You can't even carry a knife. You can't carry mace. You can't, You can't carry anything.
Yeah.
So it just wasn't for me. But this is the problem sometimes, you know, people just don't take these things seriously until they get out of hand.
At least I enjoy that about Texas. You know, one thing about Texas is you can actually in Austin, you know, Houston, wherever, you can actually have a gun on you and on public transportation. So you can, you know, get your license. You can carry your firearm. You can carry constitutionally and protect yourself, whether you're on public transportation, the subway, the train, whatever. You know, we can do that in Texas. And that's why I'm staying right here. It's the last one I got. And I'm going to stay and defend it.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, too. That's the reason why I moved to the South, because I figured Florida or Texas, I'm good at either place right now. But it's important to do just that. And I remember, you know, when the whole thing was happening with Plano PD, they brushed it off. The guy following me inside, they said, oh, it's a flirting incident. They put that in the police report. It wasn't until I blew it up online and FOIA'd everything and pulled the footage out there and embarrassed the police department did they finally make an arrest. But I mean, the point is they grilled me. I mean, they tried to grill me. I wasn't answering questions, though, about my, they said, well, he alleged that you pulled out, or he saw a, I think his words were, a black firearm get pulled on him. Did you pull a gun on him? And I said, I can't answer that question without an attorney.
You have a right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law.
Well, that's what's so important here is for everyone at home to. I want to keep reminding people because you posted this video and I want to get it up right now in clip 17 of a very serious incident, but the homeowner found himself on having to defend his property and defend his family. Take a listen to clip 17.
All right, we're here with attorney Doug O'Connell. And just recently, we had a situation here in Austin, Texas, where a guy, man, is doing something at night. You know, a cop comes across his vehicle, notices something with the vehicle, and the guy and a girl come out of the bushes. And it looks like this guy, man, shoots his girlfriend in the head trying to shoot a cop. Doug, you know, what do you know about this story? What's going on here?
Yeah, well, it's another tragedy here in our hometown of Austin. I think one of the most interesting aspects is the suspect who shoots his girlfriend, shoots the police officer, runs off. And this is, of course, in the Zilker Park neighborhood, Zilker Park area. He tries to break into somebody's home a short distance away. And that homeowner had heard the shelter-in-place warning go out here in Austin and had taken steps to prepare themselves for what turned out to be an eventuality where the bad guy was trying to break into his home. So he armed himself. Bad guy kicks the door down, as I understand it, and the homeowner fires two rounds, hitting the suspect. You know, from what I can tell, not knowing all the facts, that is a very appropriate use of deadly force to protect yourself, your family, your home. But here's the part that scares me. You know, here in Austin, we have a district attorney's office that doesn't necessarily believe in a right of self-defense, doesn't necessarily believe in the Second Amendment. And it's my understanding that that homeowner went down to the police station and submitted themselves to an interview with the police. I'm not certainly not suggesting that citizens ought not to cooperate with the police, but I am always going to suggest that in a situation where you've had to use deadly force, you give a short statement to the police explaining, I feared for my life, and then the next thing out of your mouth needs to be, I want my attorney. And then later, after sitting with an attorney and going over the facts, taking that attorney's advice, it may or may not be appropriate to go ahead and give a statement to the police. But once you give that statement, you can't pull it back.
Well, you heard it here. You know, man, be careful out there. You know, it's up to you to protect yourself and also protect your family. And remember, if you have to put them on that escalator to Jesus, you do so. As always, more guns equals less crime. Go ahead and buy yourself a gun.
So I love that line. It always gives me a good laugh. But I mean, this is a real thing. People, I think, you know, after a shooting say, you know, I was 100% in the right. And they say, you know, I'm just going to tell the police what happened. And they sometimes say too much and you don't know who you're getting. I mean, I knew I was 100% in the right when I decided to pull my firearm. But then I recorded the call. PD was more concerned about me pulling a firearm than anything else. And they weren't willing to even charge the guy who followed me into my building, was following me up the stairs. So, I mean, for anyone at home right now, again, like kind of walk them through, like if you're involved in a shooting what are you supposed to do? Because I always say don't talk, and I didn't talk when they asked me.
Right. So one of my big things is I try to especially empower women to come to class, you know, so that way when you're caught in situations like that, you're able to defend yourself and become second nature. Come to class. We can teach you how to draw, you know, from the holster, draw from wherever you have that firearm, whether it's your purse, whether it's your, you know, bra holster, whatever you have, you know, mm-hmm. draw that gun and get it out and stop that threat. If you have to pull the gun out and use it, you know, God forbid, I pull my firearm, use it, then you need to immediately dial 911. You know, call 911, tell them, you know, hey, my name is so-and-so, so-and-so. My address is so-and-so, so-and-so. I've been in fear of my losing my life. You know, I had to stop this person. And then hang up that phone. Once they have that information of where you are, hang up the phone and then call your attorney. It's important that, you know, you get an attorney that, you know, some type of legal plan, you know, that is they're the ones that actually are going to handle this self-defense case, not a tax attorney. You need someone that's going to be good in, you know, in that criminal case. So have a legal plan, get yourself a plan. So that way you contact that attorney. That attorney will either talk to the police for you or tell you what to say to police. And it's important that when the police get there, you exercise your right to remain silent. You have a right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. And remember that. So stick to the script.
Yeah.
Don't say anything else. And lawyer up real quick, because it's usually not what people do that gets them in trouble. It's usually what they say when police get there, you know, that gets them in trouble. Because police are recording, you know, with their uniform. They're recording in the vehicle. They put you in the vehicle. You sit there. And you may say something. You may start talking to yourself. Don't, because that vehicle is recording everything that you say and everything that you do. You're sitting there. You're second guessing what you just did. Keep it to yourself. Close your mouth and just, you know, wait until your attorney gets there and only speak to your attorney. Don't even let anyone see your mouth move. Don't let them hear what you're saying to your attorney and speak only to your attorney and tell your attorney the truth.
Yeah. And I think it's really important for folks to understand, because, again, I think people, you know, just think they're in the right and they don't really have much to lose because, you know, I'm 100% right. I did what I'm supposed to do. Yeah, I totally jump on board with that and agree with it. But you got to be cautious. I wanted to get your take on this because this is really important for so many of us. You know, obviously, I talk about being a refugee from New York, and obviously they're not very 2A friendly over there. In fact, my father, who's a veteran, they took, I think, like 2 years to approve him just to get something for his home.
Oh, wow.
And so the process itself is very long, but that's intentional. They don't want people getting firearms, and they try to drag it on, which is obviously unconstitutional. But we have this new DOJ that claims that it's preparing to fight for American Second Amendment rights. Mm. They've created this is under the Civil Rights Division. They've created a Second Amendment section. And in this, you know, Harmy Dillon is saying that they're going to be fighting back on a lot of these blue cities and states that aren't granting these permits quick enough, or they're trying their best to ban certain firearms. Just last week, this one was a big one. The Justice Department sued the D.C. area, the Metropolitan Police, for their unconstitutional ban on semi-automatic firearms. Now, you're somebody who's had a lot of success, we talk about this too, with going after the government and suing those who try to infringe. What do you make so far of the DOJ creating this special section, though, to go over and to hold these people accountable?
I'm kind of disappointed in what's going on right now with the administration and the Department of Justice. I wish they would do a lot more, because I sit there and I'm looking at everything and I ask myself, okay, so we're right now, we're in control of the White House. Mm-hmm. You know, we're in control of the House and the Senate. There's no reason why, you know, we have, you know, all branches. We should be able to get whatever bill passed, you know, we want to get passed. You know, when it comes to the Second Amendment, we should be able to get it done. We should be able to remove suppressors and SBRs from the NFA list. We shouldn't have to register them at all. It should be just like any other firearm or device or part or piece. We should be able to walk to the gun store and pick it up. And there's no reason why they can't get this done. You know, we have the White House, we have the House, we have the Senate. And I'm telling you what's going to happen. If we don't get this stuff done, fix the issues with the ATF, you know, gut them and remove some of the things from the ATF. If we don't do this within the next year, we're going to lose either the House or the Senate, because they're going to flip. And that's what's going to happen. And they were going to be a stalemate for the next 3 years, you know, 2 years or whatever, and can't get anything done. So this is our chance right now. Starting January, we got to get it done. There's no reason why we should not be able to get concealed carry reciprocity, where you can, you know, get a license to carry handgun from your state, and it's recognized in all 50 states. That should have been done years ago. Right now, we have the White House, we have the House, we have the Senate. We can easily get that stuff done, and they're not getting it done. So, you know, I have a lawsuit right now against the state of New York Where we're suing the state of New York. The state of New York actually says that if we sell a gun to someone here in Texas and that gun winds up in New York and used in a crime, they can come back and sue me and sue the manufacturer and the distributor. So we actually filed a lawsuit against the state of New York. It's a lawsuit with Smith & Wesson, with Glock, with NSSF, National Shooting Sports Foundation. Mm-hmm. We're in a lawsuit together against the state of New York, you know.
Well, that's a crazy one.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's expected, though. I remember there was a couple years back when they lost at the Supreme Court level, and New York just keeps, redrafting these bills up and then passing them through. And this is, as you just alluded to, this is something that obviously they do very well.
Mm-hmm.
They understand that this is a long game, and a lot of these companies, they're against companies. They're against, obviously, you're a small business owner, and mm-hmm. they're against you. But they know that the financial drain of the lawfare that's going to cost you guys to bring on these lawsuits is very extensive. So they have an arsenal of funds, obviously, to keep just pumping out legislation. So when they lose these battles in court, they just keep putting out new bills. And
right.
so it's frustrating to see how they understand this, but Republicans just seem to curl up into a ball and they don't want to get into this fight. You know, it's unfortunate, but AG Pambani, one of my concerns when she was nominated for her position is that over in Florida, she supported red flag laws. And here she is now running the DOJ. So that's why I was very skeptical. And although I do like Harmy Dillon, and this is nothing on her, when they put forward the Second Amendment section, I don't think it's going to go far enough. I mean, it just seems like we're just kicking the can down the road and just right. buying time when now is the time to fight back.
We have not gotten anything for our vote. You know, we yeah. voted for this administration to be in office, and last year we got nothing out of it as far as the 2A. Mm-hmm. So here we are, you know, starting January the 1st, you're going to be able to get your suppressor right now, and you're not going to have to pay a $200 tax for it starting January the 1st. Right now, if you want to get a suppressor, you do the paperwork, it gets registered, and you pay the $200 tax. Mm-hmm. Starting January the 1st, the $200 goes away for suppressors and also for SBRs. Well, you have a bunch of people have gotten together with like Silencer Shop and some other businesses have gotten together, and they're suing the government because they're saying, hey, you know, since you're going to remove the tax starting January the 1st, then you should get rid of the registration process, you know, the NFA process of it, which is the National Firearms Act. And so we shouldn't have to do that. We shouldn't have to file a lawsuit against the government. I shouldn't have to file a lawsuit against the Trump administration and the Department of Justice and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms right now because they're controlled by a Republican White House, a Republican House, and a Republican Senate. And they have the power to do this by the stroke of a pen.
Mm-hmm.
So we shouldn't have to spend millions of dollars to sue the government when we voted for these people into office. And last year, we got nothing for our money whatsoever, nothing whatsoever. So I'm telling people right now, you need to put these people to the task. You know, contact your U.S. Senator, Senator John Cornyn, Ted Cruz from the state of Texas, your senator in your state, wherever you are, and say, hey, we need something for our vote when it comes to the Second Amendment. We need something. Show us. You know, don't tell us. Show us.
Yeah,
because you're in control of everything and there's no reason to get this stuff done.
Yeah, and John Cornyn wants Texans to support him as he battles it out with Ken Paxton. So if you want to pretend like you are an advocate for conservatives, now would be the time to kind of get something going. But I'll just roll my eyes for now. Hopefully Ken Paxton wins that one. But Michael, I want to thank you for joining us. And for our audience at home, give him a follow on X. It's very, very funny, of course, at Michael D. Cargill. That is where you're going to want to go. He's the owner of the Central Texas Gun Works. And it's an honor to have you on the program today in studio, my friend. So thank you.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Alex is up next. Don't go anywhere. There's more to discuss in just a bit.
So it is absolutely critical that you go to thealexjonesstore.com. And until New Year's evening, we are running a ultra massive sale. Buy one, get one free. So buy one supplement, get any other supplement you want free. Add any supplement to your cart and get any other supplement you choose free. You can mix and match any of our amazing supplements together, and they are the best. Ultramethylene Blue, tincture and capsules, bovine colostrum, CMOS capsules, Life Force, Ultimate Life Force, spike protein, cardiovascular detox, Shilajit capsules and gummies, incredible. Ultimate Turmeric, 95% curcuminoid, Ultimate Power Drink Mix, which is even stronger than Turbo Force. If you like Turbo Force, you're going to love it. Ultimate Power Drink Mix, two great flavors now available at TheAlexJonesStore.com. High-quality concentrated beef cooking tallow. You asked for it, we got it. Ultra DNA Revival. You like DNA Force? This is even better. It's NAD Plus Booster. It's a private label, one of the top NAD Plus products in the country. Atomic Defense, incredible immune system boosting system. Ultimate Burn, to help you lose weight naturally. MK Ultra, great for your brain. The Tallow Balm, we never talk about enough. Optimal Human, the ultimate green drink. You've heard Harrison Smith rant and rave about it. It is all available at thealexjonesstore.com, and it makes this entire operation possible. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Your support, we can't do it without you. Also, InfoWarsStore.com has some limited fish oil and turmeric that are high quality. Also, the collectible fundraiser posters limited edition that I designed. You can also make a straight donation there. We need funds. We got about a $300,000 underage going out in the next few months. We need your support right now. InfoWarsStore.com. You know who you are, the past supporters. I want to encourage those who have been on the fence to take action now. History's happening, and you're betting on a horse that continues to win. Thank you so much.